I want to talk this morning for a moment about topical preaching. Right. Topical preaching. Dr. F.N. William done a magnanimous job of dealing with expositional preaching. And so I'm moving to the third thing that President Max Miller asked us to deal with on this round, and that is topical preaching.
All right.
If you've been to school, and the notes, if you have your note, they're on the table there. You've been to class concerning preaching, or you've been around enough preachers. Pastor Poe, you know there's a tension between topical preachers and expositional preachers. Those who are exclusively expositional preachers tend to somewhat look down upon those who are topical preachers. But I want to suggest off the top that most effective preachers alternate between the styles or have a hybrid of the two styles. I told you would. Sermons can be generally grouped in four types. Textual sermons, topical sermons, textual, topical, and expository preaching. A textual sermon follows the structure of the text of Scripture, and follows the structure of the text, allowing the word flow to provide sermon points. A topical sermon is organized around a thought, with the sermon points developed by the speaker and supported by referencing verses or passages. A topical textual sermon merges the two styles, allowing the sermon points to flow either from the text or thought of the speaker. And finally, an expository sermon follows the text of Scripture and then seeks to draw out the full meaning of it. Well, there are four major general styles of preaching. But note, how a sermon is organized isn't nearly as important as ensuring it is biblical and practical. Biblical and applicable. It only matters that people are genuinely being saved and growing in Christ. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And can't no one do that but the Holy Ghost. So your criticism is against the Holy Ghost. Not against that preacher and his style. Topical preaching is concerned with a certain subject or topic. Thus the designation. Topical preaching. Expositional preaching is concerned with a certain passage. Thus it is considered textual or verse by verse preaching. Now get this, both. Both are aimed at being faithful to the scripture. The former is broad. Topical preaching is broad. It's concerned with the whole Bible. And the latter is narrow. Concerned with a book of the Bible. Both are aimed at contemporary and practical application. How should we then live? That's the question. How should we then live? That's what we're after. Every time we get up and preach, we want to answer that question right there. How shall we then live? Now, every kind of proper preaching must find its basis in exegesis. At the core, we study the text. You ought not come up with a topic that is not biblical, based, biblically explained, biblically connected to correct or to set forth or whatever the case is. Amen. It ought to be based in an understanding of what the scripture says. We must avoid proof texting. That is, referencing a verse or a passage without consideration of context. Out of context. You get it. You get it. D.A. Carson, I believe it is, that says a text out of context is a pretext. What does that mean? That means you decided what it said before you even got there. You didn't let it speak to you. You're forcing your idea and your meaning upon the text. This is where the controversy comes from, right there. Because those who favor expositional preaching believe that the only safe way to preach, the only safe way to preach is exposition. Is to go verse by verse. That makes some sense. The reason is obvious. But my beloved, you don't have to protect the scripture. You don't have to protect the line. All you got to do is let a line go. It'll protect itself. Amen. It'll protect itself. So, amen. They are concerned, you've heard many times, they're always concerned with the author's intent. The author's intent. So they will say, they will always, don't hijack the text. But I am convinced. Amen. Now, this is Uri Solomon. You take it for what it's worth. But I'm convinced, amen, that the text says way more than the human author understood. That's no more apparent than the prophets of the Old Testament, who said so much more that was above their head and above their vision than what they could say or see. Amen. Because the text is, and when we were in BTU, we used to have that. Y'all know we used to have that kind of stuff. But when we were there, we learned, amen, that the Bible is superintended by the Holy Ghost. It's human authors that wrote out of their personality. But it was God who really was using their fingers. Using their personality. And making sure that whatever they wrote down was what he wanted to be wrote down. Amen. So beloved, amen. Beloved, amen. The scripture is divine in origin. Not human in origin. I can say so much more about that. On the other hand, those who favor topical preaching believe that it is the most exciting and effective way to preach. Beloved, neither is true. A topical sermon can be as scriptural as an expositional one. And an expositional sermon can be as exciting as a topical one. It's all about the delivery. All about the delivery. Referencing verses to build a pattern or make a point is fine, as long as a verse or passage is not distorted from its context. You need to make sure that when you reference it, it means what you are saying that it means. So it goes back to exegesis. Have you studied that verse for yourself? I know you heard somebody else quote it. Well, they might have been quoting it out of context. You're going to have to go and check it out before you go there and use it as a point of reference. This is important because citations, references, are the essence of topical preaching. This is important. This is important. And let's be honest. Let's be honest, brothers. Most people in our churches, in our congregation, their questions arise about topics and not books. Every now and then, you might get somebody that's deep enough to ask that question about a book of the Bible. But most of the time, they want to know about a topic.
Amen.